Luke, I hear congratulations is in order.
Oh, yeah? How come?
Well, State of the Word this year is at an especially cool location, and you're going to be there.
Yeah, yeah. I managed to wrangle an invite, and appreciate your help with that, by the way. So I'll be in Tokyo around December 16. Any listeners want to catch up, say hello, I'll be there.
I am excited and I think appropriately jealous. I've not been to Japan. It's a place I've wanted to go to for some time. There is a WordCamp Tokyo happening, or maybe happening next year. We were talking about this the other day and I couldn't.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd heard something about it. I'd heard rumors, but there's nothing announced. So
okay,
we'll see.
So this will be your first State of the Word on the ground, right?
Yeah. Well, no. My first, like, post-WordCamp US State of the Word. You know, like that. When it's become a standalone format.
Yes.
For the past few years, right?
Right.
Actually, just the other day, I went and caught up with a bunch of previous State of the Words. And man, it's going to be interesting this year because it's a really different Matt. You know, 2 years ago, he finished State of the Word by saying something along the lines of, WordPress belongs to all of us.
What are your expectations for this year?
Who knows? There's a, you know, twisted part of me that hopes that there's some sort of controversy that I'll be in the room for, but really...
To quote Hamilton.
Like, so there's that. But then there's also a part of me that hopes for an apology and a resetting back to normal. That's, you know, very, very slim chances of that happening, I think. That's just a hope, you know. More likely, it'll be business as usual. Maybe he'll try not to comment on the WP Engine stuff too much. You know, I don't think he wants a repeat of WordCamp US. No, right. Genuinely.
Right.
Like, I don't think he's going to talk about it much. I think he's going to try to refocus back on the project because, you know, we have lost a number of contributors and State of the Word is a good opportunity to reinvigorate, inspire the WordPress community. And maybe he'll try for something like that.
That's surprisingly optimistic of you. What if it's instead just a doubling down?
Oh, I mean, it strikes me. I said this to Ray. I caught up with Ray from the repository just yesterday. And, well, I'll just speak for myself. Matt is a double down kind of guy.
Right.
And, yeah, you know, I want to play poker with him, you know? Because... Because I think he's going to double down on his bluffs a lot, and I think he's that kind of guy. So it very well could be a doubling down, but also, like, he's got to read the room, you know? Like, surely he's not, it's a small audience.
He
should be able to read the room, and I don't think people will be very happy about that. The Q&A is what's going to be the interesting part. That's where I'm going to be paying most attention.
Yeah, I'm going to be interested in that as well. I got to be at State of the Word. I'm trying to think. It was 2 years ago. It was in New York at the Tumblr offices, mm-hmm. and I think it was 2 years ago. It's a bit of a blur for me at this point. I'm quite curious to hear how this year goes.
I recently went to WordCamp Sydney. We haven't spoken since then.
Right.
Yeah. So WordCamp Sydney was really fantastic. It reminded me about what WordCamp is all about, you know? And you know what was interesting, actually, Jonathan, is that I met up there with quite a number of people, I reckon maybe 10 or a dozen people, who don't work in WordPress anymore. They've found careers in other streams, but not because of Matt, this, you know, before all of this Mattpocalypse, and... They've been working in, you know, still maybe tech, maybe they work in marketing agencies that don't do WordPress, maybe they work for a school in IT or something like that. And it sort of like raises the question, then why are you at WordCamp?
Interesting. You
know, people from Laravel.
Right.
Why are you at WordCamp? Well, the answer consistently was, well, this is my community. This is the people, I've known these people at this WordCamp for so long. And, we're friends and this is my community. And it was a good reminder that WordPress, it's not always just about the software. It's not about the code. It's about the community. It's about the people. And maybe Matt does own WordPress.org, but he doesn't own the community. I have to say there was a very, very, very strong sentiment of anti-Matt. I didn't come across anybody who was on his side at all at WordCamp Sydney. Lots of people really disgusted with his behavior. Lots of people really disappointed and scared. And lots of support for WP Engine. Lots of support. You know, I came every conversation, you know, obviously at a WordCamp like this, you're going to be talking about everything that's been happening. And a lot of people were saying, you know, maybe Matt had a point. Maybe WP Engine don't contribute enough. Even the conversations that I had with people from WP Engine, they were saying the same thing. Yeah, we probably weren't contributing enough. And everybody also agreed that the way Matt has gone about addressing this problem has completely flipped the table, and now everybody's upset with him.
So this just brings back to me the thing about the WordPress ecosystem. It is massive and it's decentralized, and with that comes a lot of different, like, there's so much diversity to it. There's so many, like, sub-communities and pockets. WordCamp Sydney being just a good example of that in the Australian market, right? WordCamps will have a life of their own. And we know this to be true intellectually. Matt's actions, this idea that, this is an oversimplistic brush, but it's like he saw a particular threat, private equity. If you just take the public narrative, right? Mm. And he took a series of actions that seemed intended to bring the community along with him and make this an us versus private equity. And the reality on the ground is that the Australian community, seemingly to be a good example, they don't have this experience with WP Engine. Sure, they could agree with some of the things, but WP Engine has been an active sponsor and a supporter. Their mm-hmm. direct relationships and people who embody the WordPress values that also work at WP Engine. And it's a, when you take, this is, we can get frustrated with how slow things can move in a decentralized space, right? Like, I think about work that, I can't imagine someone like Josefa, for instance, ever pushing out like a piece like that. One of the, like several of the updates that Matt did, one of the reasons why is an individual is going to inherently have a limited perspective. And so even though Matt felt like he was doing presumably what he thought was right and just going to go for it, suddenly he's alienating people and missing out on like entire swaths of the community that he presumed to be along with him. And in a decentralized space, it's just going to be so different. There is not by nature a one-size-fits-all approach or a simple answer, especially with a larger organization like WP Engine that's been around for a long time.
If his goal was to inspire more contributions, then the actions that he's made has actually had the opposite effect. Right. We had a couple of really interesting roundtables at WordCamp Sydney, like hallway tracks. Do you ever have that at WordCamps, like actual hallway tracks that are on a particular topic that are even in the schedule? Have you seen that before?
I haven't experienced that personally, but I've been to fewer of the smaller WordCamps. I went to WordCamp Atlanta, I think, last year. I'm familiar with the concept, but I haven't experienced it personally.
Yeah, it was really nice. We just all pulled up a chair near where the coffee was and sat in a circle. And it was really it was good to get everybody got things off their chest a bit, you know, how they're feeling and this sort of thing. And even though the people in the room don't have any ability to make any real changes in WordPress, we all got to sit around and sort of brainstorm what other changes we'd like to see in the WordPress plugin directory. And because we're talking about, you know, ACF and the takeover of that.
Do you think that that's true, that people can't do anything?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I can't do anything on your personal website, Jonathan, and you can't do anything on my personal website. So why do you think anyone could do anything on Matt's personal website?
Well, that is applying the idea very specifically. But I think in times like this, there's a general sense of being unempowered, that you can't do anything about, there's a war going on and we're just like caught in the crossfires, right? Mm-hmm. And I think this is something I've been wrestling with. My own personal conclusion is, well, I'm going to focus on helping businesses grow and just like get stuff done. I do care a lot about what's going on. Someone asked me today, like, hey, I haven't heard anything new. There was someone who was using WP Engine and like generally investing in the WordPress space. They happened to be like on WP Engine's platform and they were asking broader questions. And my answer was, well, wait and see. It's going to take some time. I talked about the legal process and, you know, court. Yeah. There's some unresolved pieces there.
That's the true, albeit kind of boring, cop-out answer. Anyway,
yeah.
Back to the hallway track. There were like three outcomes that this group was like pretty unanimous. I'd say just unanimous agreeing that we'd like to, I mean, it was a group of 15 people, you know, these 15 random Australians at WordCamp Sydney.
Those Australians.
Think are a good idea. And I'd like to know what you think.
Let's hear it.
I'll tell you all three and then I'll get your reaction after that. The first one is centralization is a good thing. We started the discussion by talking about what about forks of the plugin repo? What about alternate update systems? You know, what if you could update from that place or that place? And we all agreed that it's better to have one place that we go to get plugins, one place that does plugin updates. We don't want a decentralized model. We like it how it is centralized. The second thing after that is governance. That if we are going to have a centralized model, which is a single point of failure for, you know, 35-40% of the web, then we need a better governance model than this is my personal website. And, you know, who knows what that might look like? We didn't have that governance discussion. Just that it shouldn't be up to one person. That's all, you know, we left it there. And that those people should be fairly compensated for their time. It should be a full-time job. There should be a team at least dedicated to WordPress.org. And then the third point is that, and this one was surprising to me, and everybody agreed, WordPress.org should commercialize. We should allow the sale of plugins and themes on .org, and it should be a paid app store. And we can take, you know, a certain percentage, like the foundation or whatever not-for-profit entity can take maybe, I don't know, 5% of every transaction and use that then to pay for the infrastructure, first of all, and to also pay for the governance. And maybe there'll be plenty, it sounds like there'd be plenty left over, maybe even pay for WordCamps and other community events. What do you think?
Wow. You guys covered a lot of ground. I like all three of your conclusions. I think fragmentation in what is already a decentralized ecosystem isn't helpful. There may be some like technical nuance to what that could look like in practice. But yes, at the heart of it is like there you need to mitigate the trade-offs of decentralization somehow. And .org has historically been in the position to do that. With the governance, ultimately, there's been multiple attempts, and we could do a whole episode on this. I think there's clear room for improvement, and I think Matt is paying attention to it now. If you look at Mary's hiring on her LinkedIn profile, like governance is like one of the words in her titles, right? So we've yet to see how that actually plays out, but it is being looked at. And commercialization, to me, is the key missing piece. And historically, it's been because of the nonprofit that .org is like, no, we can't touch any of this stuff. And I'm suspecting that all things being considered, Matt is motivated and looking at changing that. At least more, it's the change happening is more likely now than it was before.